Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's kind of overcast and about 70, 72 degrees, depending on where you might be. It's the beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning, depending which way you're looking at it weather-wise. Because tomorrow, it looks like we're going to be right back into the soup, 85, 90 degrees for the next couple of days, and humidity once again up through the roof. So today is a good day, I'm telling you. You can have the windows open, relax, probably do that through the sleeping time as well. We've got Rob Chadwick joining us just about an hour from now. He's a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up a tactical training for them at Quantico for many, many years. Now is the director of education and training for Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association. So it's always great to have him on the program. Tony Pham, another regular on this program, former director over at ICE for President Trump. He's now a senior fellow, the America First Policy Institute. And every week, my dear friend Brian Maloney, who is truly the media equalizer, joins us. And we kind of dive into some of these political issues, the stories through the week that are, they're attracting some attention, sometimes not enough attention, but Brian certainly sheds a light on all of it. Brian, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, I think that's an accurate intro. I appreciate it. glad it's kind of cooler outside today. You had a break.
Yeah, it is nice, it's relaxing, it's comfortable, and it's not gonna last. So,
I know. Enjoy it while you have it.
Exactly. Hey, what are you making of the latest with this Jerome Powell character? Because the economy is either great or it's in the tank, depending on who it is that you're listening to. And Jerome Powell, from all that I can tell, hates the president so much, he just wants to destroy what's left.
Well, that's a common sentiment out there, especially with Trump, in terms of feeling like Powell is out to get him. Trump wants extremely low interest rates, and Powell doesn't. But remember, Trump originally appointed Powell. Yeah. Now, Powell was reappointed by whoever was running the White House in those 4 years in between. We'll never know. We'll never figure that one out for the life of us. Yep. But whoever was running things for 4 years, they reappointed him. And that's how we got to where we are. His term runs out next year, and he's not going to be continuing. He's not even trying for another term. He's just going to retire. Right. But my viewpoint on this differs from some people, and that is for a couple of reasons, because a lot of my conservative friends say, you know, we need to cut interest rates and Powell needs to do it. And it's fundamentally, Jeff, a misunderstanding of the Federal Reserve's powers and what it can do you know, it can guide interest rates lower. That doesn't mean interest rates actually go lower. The market decides. Mm-hmm. And the last time Powell went on a rate cutting spree, which was last year, he lowered rates, but rates actually went higher. So the market didn't respond the way that the Fed hoped. So rates went about 100 basis points higher on this series of cuts. So if Powell starts cutting right now, rates will probably go the other way all over again. Trump won't get what he's wanting. And the other thing with Powell is Powell's looking at inflation starting to heat up again. So here's the weird thing about this, Jeff. Is I don't think Trump understands that Powell is actually doing him a favor by keeping rates higher, because if it's holding down inflation, ultimately it's greatly helping the Trump presidency. And, you know, if he actually has to increase interest rates, which is extremely unlikely this year, it would also be helping Trump. If you're holding down inflation, voters are happier. So I think that the White House misunderstands what's going on, and I don't think they get it at all on this. I think trying to cut rates right now would be silly. So wow. Powell stays in his job, trying to cut interest rates down to zero to juice stock markets even higher when they're already at extreme highs, I just don't think it does anybody any good.
Okay. Wow, fascinating stuff. You know,
it's a different take. Going to hear that take from a lot of conservatives like me, but that's where I'm at.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons that I love having you on, Brian, is that you are analyzing these things, again, through the prism of decades of experience, whether you were on the radio as one of the best talk show hosts ever to sit in front of a microphone or doing the other things.
You're one of the best.
All right. Very nice. But so you see that, and you're willing to say those things. I mean, you're not singing out of the same hymnal necessarily.
Well, I'd be kicked out of the White House for saying what I just said, but I would be telling Trump the honest truth of what I feel would be best for his presidency, because I am on his side 110%. And I would be telling him, let Powell stay in there. Let him keep rates where he wants them. It's helping you. And there isn't an adult in the room willing to just tell Trump the truth and say, look, you're actually better off with what's going on right now. If you want to go out and thunder in public about how rates should be cut to zero, fine. You know, as long as it's just bluster and doesn't mean anything real. If you want to go out and talk that way, that's fine. But don't actually push, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for and the unintended consequences, because if inflation were to start moving into, you know, high gear again, people are not going to be very happy.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. Let me ask you to follow up on something, Brian. Let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is here. I, too, support President Trump 110%. There's no question, right? Make America great again, 110% support. But I will tell you that the president is being beaten up very unfairly in the disability world. You know, my Julie is severely disabled, and so I am involved in that community and have been for 22 years. And I am hearing people talk about how President Trump is taking benefits away from disabled people. He's not. How he's kicking disabled people off of Social Security. He's not. All of these other things. And so that would be one of the areas you're talking about messaging many times. I don't quite get why there's not better messaging coming from the White House on that, because this is
You know, Trump inherited a Social Security disability system that's been broken for decades and decades. I mean, it's an absurd, unfair, cruel system to everyone involved. And it's so sick and so sad that, I mean, we could spend hours talking about that. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But number two, you know, you and I have talked about many times on this show of yours, Jeff, that he consistently has the wrong people around him, and that's a major, major problem for the administration. He's got the wrong people in his ear, and some of the people that are around him are consistently very childish kind of people, and they don't really offer anything substantive, and I don't know why they have positions around him. I would be firing. I would have fired everybody three times over by now. And so there are people who continue to have access to him that shouldn't, despite a gatekeeper who is known, you know, Susie, who doesn't let anybody near him, and yet a few people do. You know, it's, the whole thing's strange. I never understood it, but you're right. I mean, communication needs to occur on a lot of these issues. I can guarantee you, Jeff, that issue has never come up in any meeting in the White House. I guarantee it. I'll bet no one's ever talked with him about that issue from January 20th to today.
Wow. That's, yeah, it's sad to think that might actually be the case. What about what's going on in D.C. right now? President Trump says, hey, D.C. police are not getting the job done. We saw that terrible video. The woman who is the commissioner of the D.C. police was asked about the chain of command, and she asked, what's that? Which really inspired a hell of a lot of confidence in the troops. But
you got
Terry Cole, who... let me tell you something. He's an amazing guy, career DEA guy. He was our public safety secretary here in Virginia for quite a period of time, and now heads everything up. And it looks like all the crime stats are down. This is overall a victory, is it not?
Well, it's a huge victory. And what he did in taking over the police on a temporary basis, I think he's only allowed to do it 30 days at a time with an emergency declaration. But look, D.C. needs to be back under federal control. It cannot run itself at the local level. We've seen it time and again. And I think, you know, you look at Trump's popularity has gone up in the last week or two. And I mean, the numbers are way up. And I think that is one of the reasons why. I have seen poll numbers in the last few days that are shockingly strong for him. And I think making an assertive action, everybody knows D.C. is dangerous. Everybody. If you've been there at any time in the last, especially, I don't know, last 4 or 5 years, you know.
Right.
I mean, it goes back decades. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows. So it is a very popular thing that he has done. You know, there are a few things like that where he has been taking decisive action and he's benefiting as a result. So, you know, and that, and he won in the appeals court today on the Letitia James prosecution over his business records. And that $500 million judgment was overturned by the appeals court.
Yep.
So, I mean, some things are really going his way. You know, I'm always, Jeff, just trying to give you an honest take on the good and bad of what's going on in there.
Yep.
And, you know, there are a lot of good things going on right now. I would say that he is really on the upswing with things like that. I mean, there are several things that have gone on. And I think trying to tackle voter fraud is another one. So, you know, these are popular things to go after. Even if his executive orders get overturned or whatever, he's out there saying the right things on subjects. But as you and I were saying a few minutes ago, you know, we wish we had his ear because we'd have him talking about a lot of other things, too, that he's forgetting.
Yeah. I listen, I am absolutely willing to cut slack to anybody who is bringing peace to the world and working apparently like 27 hours each and every day. I mean, how he's able to do what he does.
Well, that was a huge boost that we didn't even talk about. I mean, the peace, he's trying. You know, we didn't have that for a long time. Nobody was trying to bring peace. We didn't have, no, they wanted, you know, the last 4 years, they wanted that war. They loved that war.
Yep. They absolutely did. Yeah.
He's trying to end it.
Yeah. A lot of questions. Hey, Brian, I want everybody to follow you. Remind everybody where they go to see, read, experience Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer.
Yeah. So, facebook.com/MediaEqualizer. That's one. Media Equalizer on Facebook. The other one is facebook.com/RedWaveAmerica.
I love it. Brian, I...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Always appreciate you being here, my friend. You are the best. That is
you
Brian
bet.
Maloney, Media Equalizer. You're going to find him on Facebook. Again, Red Wave America on Facebook or Media Equalizer on Facebook. My suggestion, follow both of those pages. You're going to be very, very, very well served. He's the best. That's why I am always so happy that he actually is able to make some time for us to just lend some insight. And one of the things that you just heard, and again, one of the things that I really appreciate about Brian, is that he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. Now, you should never, ever, ever, ever doubt his conservative bona fides, his support for President Trump. But boy, he operates like a surgeon. He's going to tell you what's good, what's bad, in some cases, what needs to go. 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.